Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Amy Gilmore, who's the show manager with Surfaces. Amy, how you doing?
Great.
Good to be with you. I thought it would be a good time to talk about the show. It's less than 60 days away. We ran a little news story on Floor Daily about this last week, and I guess some pretty optimistic news about what January 24th to the 26th are going to be like in Las Vegas.
Correct.
Why don't you just give us a quick rundown on where we are? I know that there was some early registration. Talk a little bit about where we are in the whole registration process.
Right now, we're happy to report that we're running slightly ahead on both square footage on the show floor as well as attendee registration. Attendees are gearing up for a shift in their business, and as a result, they're responding positively.
Now, talk a little bit about some of the key exhibitors, I guess what you'd call anchor exhibitors, that are continuing to come this year.
Sure. You're going to continue to see Mannington, Bullu, Dow Tile, Quickstep, Armstrong, Congolium, Tarquette, some of our mainstays that continue to come year after year.
Okay. And you also, as in this news story we ran last week, you've actually got 70 new companies that are coming for the first time. Are there some big ones in there?
Certainly. Inner Ceramic being one of them, Kraft Carpet Mills, Lexmark, Bamboo Hardwoods, Homer Wood, Premium Hardwood, to name a few.
And then I guess there were a couple of companies that through this recession have pulled back for a couple of years, and they're coming back this year. Talk a little bit about who that might be.
Some of those are Johnson Premium Hardwood, Ceramica San Lorenzo, to name a couple of those.
Okay, so as show manager, you're the person responsible for making sure that you have a full exhibit hall. Are you pretty pleased? Is it the same size as last year, or how does it relate to last year?
As well as running ahead in registration, we are running ahead in square footage as well. New exhibitors continue to be on the rise, as well as those returning to the show. So we're very thrilled about what we're going to see on the show floor this year in terms of products and companies.
Do hotel bookings give you any kind of indication on what things might be like?
Yes, they do give us an indication of registrations and commitments to come to the show. And in addition, we're also running slightly ahead there as well.
All right. So many people that come to the show, they come for more reasons than just to go and see about new products and attend these exhibit spaces. But they also come for some of the education things that Hanley Wood puts on. Talk a little bit about the highlights of the education programs this year.
Certainly. By registering for the show, we do have one badge option that allows you to purchase education packages so you can come to as many conference sessions as possible. And we do have over 75 classes. Most are accredited by the IDCEC and some of our other accreditation associations, as well as they also run Monday through the whole entire show schedule. Some of the classes that we do want to highlight are we have Expanding Your Business Overseas. So more of outside, doing business outside of North America. We have some marketing classes that we want to point out, as well as designer-type classes. So we really want to put the focus on not only one demographic, but having an education program that encompasses all parts of the industry. And we are introducing a Surfaces Master's Certification Program. So beginning this coming year in 2012, by completing 8 hours of coursework, the attendee will earn a Surfaces Master's Certification for their education.
And people who want to look at the different courses that are available, they can go to surfaces.com to the education section, right?
Absolutely. We have schedules at a glance, or you can also search by the different types of classes that you'd like to see.
All right. And now you have a new tool this year. I think it's a mobile app where people can use their mobile phone to help navigate through the show. Talk a little bit about that.
That will be introduced here in the next week or two, but it will be used in addition to, obviously, all of our on-site materials, but we'll have a floor plan, an exhibitor list, search by product, so that while making your way around the show, you can use this tool to help you decide where you want to go, who you want to see.
Now, I know that Floor Focus is a sponsor of the Designer Day and the Trends Hub. Tell a little bit about that.
Sure. For Designer Day, we have an entire day of education taking place on Wednesday, the second day of the show. Mm-hmm. This entire day is facilitated by Victoria Redshaw, who is a trends forecaster, and it will start out with an education course, followed by a speed trending tour of the show floor, a lunch and learn by Antonio Ballatore, who is a designer. He has a TV show on HDTV called The Antonio Treatment, followed by a tour of the study center and ending with another education course. So this will also feature a very centerpiece area on the show floor. Exhibitors can participate in this, but Victoria has designed a trends forecasting area that will be a very hot area on the show floor, wonderful to look at, and attendees, I think, will be drawn to this. It was huge and very successful last year.
Yeah, and actually you've moved that up. It's between where Beaulieu and Mannington are, right on the main upstairs floor.
Correct. It's very close to the main entrance and right on the main aisle.
Yeah. All right, so I guess it's too early to tell yet what the weather's going to be like in January in Las Vegas, isn't it?
It is. I hope it's better than it was this past week.
Okay. But this is the second year that you'll be at the Mandalay Bay, which is down on the south side of the Strip. For those who haven't bought their airline tickets, you better get on it because it's getting close to where rates may go up just a little bit. Amy, it's good to talk to you. We've been talking to Amy Gilmore, who's the show manager for Hanley Wood, who's in charge of the Surfaces Expo. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.